Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can tell this, but we don't show prep. So,
he had no idea. I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha. It's a six-ring cane show, can't forget the name though. Got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code. Ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them. We're reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium. Ball 14 for the orange and green. We see the six-ring champs, it's more than a dream. This is life on the field, beyond 100 yards. A hurricane that's never still put a damage to your squad. The six-ring cane show. The six-ring cane show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
But anyways, we've got a nice show tomorrow. Before we get to that, I'm sorry, nice show next week. But before we get to that, again, I wanted to kind of just mention the Alzheimer's website. If you didn't hear it at the beginning, I will be raising money to raise awareness for Alzheimer's, dementia, and other forms of dementia such as Lewy body, Parkinson's disease, and so many other ones. Please make sure you go ahead, donate here. We are some, it's donating to my team, or you can join the team yourself as well, and be a part of the walk. It is November 16th is when the walk is going to be. We do walk for a cause. It's for my grandmother who recently passed away from Alzheimer's dementia. I know there's a lot of you out there that have dealt with it before or are dealing with it now. Some of you have reached out to me already, so I do appreciate that. Just make sure you go onto that website. It's real easy. Just go on. It says donate and join the team. You can go ahead and do join, or you can just donate itself. Any little bit helps. And you can join us in the walk November 16th. We have a bye that week, so it works out perfectly. I didn't even realize it, but God has bigger plans. So there you go.
Yeah, I was gonna say. The man up above knows a little bit.
Man. He knows a little bit, man. He knows a little bit. So November 16th, bye week, perfect time to come out and walk with us at FIU, at Ricardo Silva Stadium. That's where the walk starts.
Oh, yeah, FIU. That's nice.
Yeah, it's at FIU. So it'll be a nice little time out there with
with
a bunch of Canes fans. We'll do it big. It'll be fun to do, and you know, obviously it helps a good cause. We're trying to see if we can see the cure.
No doubt. Hey, Vish, technology, here we go.
I was about to say, are we going to get
we got it.
Some show and tell here?
We're going to bring you back.
Now we got show and tell with Blue.
Before we do the fun, I'm sure Jazz will.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, let's.
Technology.
What do we got here? 1975.
Oh, geez.
Look at the schedule.
What do we got? We got for Oklahoma, Nebraska, Colorado, Houston, FSU, Navy, Notre Dame, Florida, Georgia Tech, Boston College.
That's a nice schedule, man.
Fans would go crazy if you played that schedule these days.
I mean, the records showed up, so
I'm going to bring you back to the Miami-San Diego State game of November of 1991.
Was that a little Marshall Faulk action that day, right?
Yeah.
That guy was electric. One of the
yeah, he was. That was the hype was whether or not he could, you know, run against.
Told you that, and they, yeah, back in the day, they had some dudes. You know, yeah. I mean, these early 90 things, and yeah, but that's it. Yeah. So,
by the way, I did look it up, Blue. You probably already knew this, but that schedule you held up, that team went 2-8. So,
yeah, well, there you go. Like I said, what a great schedule.
Yeah,
it's a great schedule. However. Especially at that point in the program, that was not the schedule to be playing at that point.
That's funny. Yeah, I didn't.
It was the Carl Selmer era. So the wins were against Houston and you know what? Went into Tallahassee and won.
There you go. I wonder what their record was.
Those are the two wins. So let me see if I can find
Houston and FSU. Jeez.
Yeah, and then lost the rest of them.
Wow.
Crazy stuff.
FSU went 3-8 that year.
Okay. All right. Not much better.
So it's all, yeah. It was not a good time here.
Who was the quarterback on that 75 team, huh?
A Miami's quarterback?
Yeah.
I'd probably say EJ Baker, but let me see who it was.
I don't know if I have that information, Jess. I'm looking through.
Hold on. I'm waiting for not Lido.
No.
EJ Baker was a freshman on that team.
No, I think that is so.
You got Frank Glover, who was his dad was a referee, NFL referee. He's from Atlanta, one of the very few Miami got. Now, I think he was in the mix. Cary Baker. Okay. Cary Baker out of Edison.
I wasn't sure. I was going to add. Okay. Because I've got the stats in front of me or abbreviated.
EJ Baker, Cary Baker, and Frank Glover. So who
was? Yeah, so it was so the three quarterbacks that played that year. I obviously don't know who these people are, so I was going to ask if Cary Baker and EJ Baker are the same person. I'm assuming not.
No, Cary Baker went to Edison. EJ Baker's from the Lakeland.
Okay, so EJ Baker didn't play at all that year. Cary Baker took a majority of the snaps, and then Frank Glover played a little bit, and then so George Mason.
Okay, Jordan Mason's probably one of those walk-ins that they didn't give a jersey to.
Yeah, so those are your three quarterbacks that took a snap.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. So it's a little history in the Miami Hurricane folklore there.
Yeah. And still beat FSU. That's always right. A good thing.
I'll take that.
Well, when you see that, you know, when you see that record, they put it up there and like we're like two games above them in the wins or whatever. Hey, that win mattered.
Yeah,
one of the two. If you're gonna win two games, then one of them better be against FSU. So
I do want to tell Mel that I got a chance to see the 2024 edition of the Taravella Trojans the other day. They need you to pray for them.
Yeah, they're not the Taravella of old, the Dan Morgan Taravella.
Well, they're not Dan Morgan era Taravella.
Well, while we're on the subject, how is Palmetto gonna look this year? Since you're doing her
Miami Palmetto?
Yeah.
Oh, good. They'll be in the mix with Columbus and Western in 7A. They were there the other day. They have a couple of dudes. They have the kid Dixon's going to Notre Dame.
Teachers.
I didn't know you went to Palmetto.
So okay. You're something about the academic eligibility for Notre Dame and get them to come to Miami.
I guess we got to finish it off with another local public school. Talk to me about my Cobras. Are they going to?
Oh my God! Hey, you know the weird thing is somebody goes, "Who's coaching at South Miami now?" I didn't even know.
No one knows who is the coach over there.
Well, it was Coach Knight, and he's gone. So yeah. We'll see. Well, maybe we'll have some good news. Although there are two linemen, we're not a football school.
Terrible.
What are you?
I was in school. Palmetto was not a football school either. So
no, but they are now. Coach Manasco. Did you go to school with Manasco? Because he went there, the head coach. I'm trying to think.
I'm not as old as you, but I'm pretty damn old to remember.
You're that old. But South Miami kept their two linemen that didn't go anywhere. And maybe it's because they fed them the rice and beans at lunch, and they wouldn't get that at Columbus or something like that.
Right.
I think you can get that at Columbus, actually.
Hispanic guys?
But South, Diaz and Lopez.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it's. Yeah. It's like Braddock the year that they had a real good team, and they tried it, and they had all these South Ridge type of kids, but they trotted out all the Lopez, Ramirez, Gonzalez's who were like 5'8", 180.
And they had a really good running back.
Then these 6'3", 230-pound guys that came out, and you go, oh, wait a minute, they didn't grow up around here.
Oh, boy.
But I'll tell you, though, that they, as we call them, the Rice and Beans Conference with Varela and all those schools with Braddock and Ferguson. That's the thing. You know, I tell people this, and, you know, a lot of these schools are so, you know, bent on being in districts with, you know, Northwestern and all. To me, last year, Ferguson finished 11-1, right? Wow. They got rings as the champions of Sunshine, whatever conference they were in. And in 10 years, who could give two craps? They're going to have a ring, and they're going to look back at 11-1 season, and who cares who they played?
Yeah.
And that's keeping programs like Braddock and Ferguson and Coral Park, you know, and Coral Reef relevant, or at least, you know, because it's not –
Just beat who's put in front of you, and that's it.
No doubt. You know, so, I mean, South Miami's baseball program has gone south, too. But that's because of programs like Matter Academy and, you know, those charter schools just diced up those public schools.
Right.
But that's it. That's all I have to say for this week. And
well, maybe not. Do you want to do a quick – since you got asked a question.
He's not bad at all. No, he's good. That's the one thing I was going to say, that when I went up to that Orlando thing, I think I told you guys this last week, those guys, like, not Campbell, but the other kid, Tremaine Campbell, whatever his name is, from Orange.
Demetrius.
Demetrius Campbell from Orlando Christian Prep. And Jaden Wilkerson. Jesus, Wilkerson looks like he's in the NFL now. He's like 6'6". And then obviously – you know, Buchanan and then Melendez. But yeah, to answer your question, Campbell's really, really good. And he's, you know, he's got a lot of size to him. And I think he's going to, you know, that's the thing. These kids, and the one thing too about linemen now, as opposed to 5-10 years ago, there's more line camps during the off season to get work on your footwork, to work on your technique. So I think that's given the linemen an opportunity to become better now too. But that's it. Next week I'll have more stuff. I'll dig in back into the 80s, 90s, where you guys at least seen the players.
What is this, KC's top 40 or what? I'm down, though. I'm good. Good with it.
Yeah, we do have buckets on Wednesday, as I mentioned earlier. Fitzroy Anthony's the top assistant coach on the women's team will be joining us. We got a crap load of questions to ask him. He's a holdover from Coach Meyer's staff too, that we're going to ask about that.
Cavender twins back now?
Yeah, they are.
They are on campus, yes. Well, I don't know if they go to class. No. They're on the basketball team.
Yeah. They've graduated, so.
Yeah.
They're just hanging out.
Yeah.
I guess.
Making money.
Yeah. They're doing off-season workouts, so they're all on campus.
Okay. Good
Make
stuff.
Sure you follow. You check them out on Wednesday. On
9 p.m. Yep, 9 p.m. We're going to leave off the show with Fitz, so definitely check that out.
We'll be back next Monday to cover safeties. I'm sorry, safeties.
Specialists.
Specialists, and maybe dive into some more recruiting news. And then after that,
we got Alex Dono coming on.
Yeah,
no?
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
That was news to all of us, Blue, but apparently Dono's coming on.
Two at this point. We'll see if Dono
wants to. He's just show up backstage and be like, what the hell is Dono doing?
Oh man, that
maybe I'll call up one of the recruits that could talk good, and we'll get him on.
I think maybe that you should do that. I think that would be a great idea. You know, we've got to fill some time.
We have him on usually, but we only have a couple of minutes, so if they're no good, we can. Okay, thanks a lot. We'll see you later.
Exactly.
Don't give away the truth, man. I know we do know show prep, but show prep during the show probably worse than us.
Yeah, much better.
Which is this interview. Oops, it's the guy.
I got to tell Mel that Jazz has his fan on too. So there you go.
I do.
I can't see it, but I've got one on.
Oh, it's because that's our tribute to DJ.
That's right, DJ. You're in our hearts, my man.
It's like it's pouring one out for him. Oh my god. Yeah, so after we do specialists next week, then the week after that is what I'm sure everyone's been waiting for. Yeah, Melissa will hop in for a bit too, because we are gonna be doing our season prediction show.
Five Reasons Kane's football prediction. Maybe if we can get Matty Ice.
Yeah, we can see if we get Matt in there too. Matt and his California ways are a little bit more difficult time zone wise, but we'll see if we can pull him in. There's a reason Buckets is on it like these really late times.
I know.
Just got home from work. I'm like,
maybe we can bring him on like towards the end. You know?
Yeah, yeah. We'll see if we can get him in there too to do predictions. But Melissa will definitely be in there. And then
there you go.
And then DJ will pick us to win six games again. But, you know, I'm optimistic.
Me too. Well, I mean, you guys don't want to hear Vicious prediction. Not yet.
No. You got to wait 2 weeks for the grand unveiling of that. So that's in 2 weeks. And then again, after that,
it's go time, man.
It is a UF week then. So obviously, we're previewing that.
All right. Make sure you guys check out that Alzheimer's site, that link. Click on the link, donate there, help us out.
Yeah, it's in the show description too, so if you didn't catch it, the chat, it's in the description, so definitely click through there.
We'll talk about it next week again on Monday, but if you have anything and you want to reach out, just go ahead and reach out to us on Twitter at Five Reasons Canes, and make sure you subscribe to the Five Reasons Canes podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. And, you know, we do appreciate everybody listening and watching. Thank you so much. And we will see you guys next Monday. Adios.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.